Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, hello boys and girls, it's Robbie here from EnglishHarmony.com, and today I'm bringing you another English idiomatic expression. And the phrase or expression, whatever you want to call it, is come as a surprise. And then there's obviously a few variations of the same phrase you can use, such as it shouldn't come as a surprise. And this is a typical sentence starter, right? You can begin your sentence with this particular phrase. And if you're interested in more sentence starters, please read this article where I've listed, I don't really remember how many, 20 odd sentence starters for sure. And they will definitely come in handy when you're speaking in English with others, right? Or indeed, when you're speaking in English with yourself, when you're doing your self-practice, right? And another variation of come as a surprise is it came as a surprise to me, right? Basically, when you're telling someone that something surprised you, you can say that it came as a surprise to me that, and then followed the rest of the sentence. But if you're really interested in how to use this particular phrase, and if you want to find out some sample sentences, just bear with me for a few minutes and everything is going to be clear to you, my friends. Alright guys, welcome back to my video blog. So the phrase in question that we're looking at today is come as a surprise. And first of all, let's look at the sentence starter, it shouldn't come as a surprise. And let me just brainstorm the first sample sentence and just let me tell you guys, everything that I'm brainstorming here is just thought of on the spot, right? I haven't prepared for this video. And those of you who might think that it's a bad idea, those of you who think that I should come to these videos a little bit prepared, listen to what I'm gonna tell you guys. This is to show you that true improvisation is possible, and it's just to inspire you. It's to show you that when you achieve a similar level of English fluency, I'm not bragging about my fluency. I'm not claiming to be super fluent or anything, but all I'm saying is I'm just showing you what is possible and something to aim for, basically, right? Anyhow, it shouldn't come as a surprise that my own fluency level has improved a great deal over the years, considering that I've been doing constant self-spoken practice. And believe me, guys, it's the key to my own fluency. You might not believe it, or to be more precise, you may not believe it. You see, I'm still making a few mistakes here and there, but my gut feeling for correct English is very well developed, right? Without any bragging whatsoever, right? And that was the first example sentence. It shouldn't come as a surprise that my English fluency has developed a great deal, largely thanks to the frequent spoken English practicing I've been doing. Yes, you may say that I've worked with native English speakers for a good few years. Yeah, that's the truth. I spent 6 years in my last job. But guess what? The last three and a half months ever since early January this year, right? I've been away from that job. And I've been dedicating my time solely to running the English Harmony website. And what have I been doing mostly? Creating articles and speaking with myself, right? Creating these videos, and obviously I'm doing plenty of self-practice on top of that. So that is the key, my friends. Believe me when I say this, right? And here comes the next phrase. It shouldn't come as a surprise that so many foreign English speakers are struggling with their fluency, considering that the traditional English teaching system doesn't focus on speech. The primarily focus is put on writing, reading, understanding, which is all nice and well, but considering that that spoken English practice is largely neglected. It really shouldn't come as a surprise that so many of you guys, and probably including you, my friend, who's watching me right now, it shouldn't come as a surprise that you're struggling with that aspect of English, right? And to tell you the truth, and here comes the third example sentence where I'm going to be using it came to me as a surprise. Let me think of it. Even though I'm aware that so many people aren't really familiar with the English Harmony approach, which is all about doing plenty of spoken practice, right? It came as a surprise to me that the other day someone contacted me, someone who'd been following my blog for a good few months, right? And that person contacted me and asked me a question which reflected the fact that they still hadn't embraced the whole concept of spoken English practicing. So basically, I'm publishing all these blog posts, articles, videos, whatnot. So to me, the whole concept is crystal clear, right? And to tell you the truth, it really came as a surprise that that person asked the question, proving that despite me trying to communicate the message with my audience to the best of my ability, it's still hard. It's still hard to hammer the message home to everyone. But obviously, I'm not blaming that person or I'm not blaming anybody. It's just the way it is, right? That's just the way things go. I'm publishing all the content and I'm trying to hammer the truth home to you guys. And obviously you are free to ask me any questions you may want, right? I'm not telling you, listen, something that you might ask me is going to be deemed to be stupid by me. No way. That's not what I'm saying at all. The point I'm trying to make is, first of all, I just needed to come up with an example, right, of using the particular phrase. It came as a surprise, and that's when that particular incident, so to speak, came to my mind, right? I'm getting a bit tongue-tied right now as well, but guess what? It's totally natural, you know, and I'm not afraid of it. I'm not embarrassed. And that's one of the key principles of English Harmony. Whenever you can't say something, don't perceive yourself as a total loser. Just keep talking. Keep talking the way you spoke before, and surely you'll say something that is totally reasonable and acceptable, right? Anyhow, the point is, start using the phrase, it shouldn't come as a surprise, or it came as a surprise. Basically, the key part is to come as a surprise. Something comes as a surprise, right? Start using it in your daily conversations, in your daily spoken English practice sessions, and you'll surely notice your English fluency improve leaps and bounds, which means a fast rate, okay? Very fast. All right, my friends, thanks for watching this video. Any questions whatsoever, publish them in the comment section below, and talk to you soon again. Bye-bye.